This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Having a plan can make all the difference in a business or in a learning environment. The University of Louisiana at Monroe recently announced plans to create a campus facilities master plan that would guide how ULM buildings are used, but also set goals for renovations and new construction. The plan should be released early next year. President Nick Bruno joins me now to talk about it. President Bruno, what are some of the biggest benefits to having a master plan for a university?
The biggest benefit, as far as I'm concerned, is it allows everyone to visualize what the campus could be and where we should be focusing our attention, particularly in the area of the facilities, the layout of the campus, and so forth. When we work in an environment, particularly a university that has a sprawling area, multiple buildings and thousands of people and sidewalks, pedestrian ways, parking, etc., we don't ever have the opportunity to look down on it and see how it all flows together. This will give us that opportunity to look at our campus as to not only how it is now, but what it can be in the future. And I think we're doing a lot of things to lay the foundation for future, whether it's academic programs or development of our campus environment.
What kind of plan has been in place, or has there been a plan in the course of the history of the university?
There has been no formal plan that I'm aware of, Jay. The closest thing that we have is when the new housing was developed. At that time, we sat with developers. We gave them a snapshot of the area where residence halls were at the time, and we asked them to provide a master plan for residential living, which resulted in current housing locations, configurations, et cetera. So that's the closest thing that I'm aware of that has ever formally been done as it related to facilities. Generally, it's been, oh, we have an empty space there, let's put it there. We need a sidewalk over here, let's put one there. There's been no real formality to it. It's been more ad hoc. This will put it all in a very nice package for us to look at, and it'll allow for a great deal of feedback from not only our campus community, but from the external community, because we know we're part of that Monroe as a whole in the whole region.
What are some examples of other campuses that have seen over time improvements in what they've been able to do on their campuses?
The first one I was exposed to was Georgia Southern University. Went there years ago, and actually they had a model of their master plan in their student center. And it was a three-dimensional model of the entire campus that showed current buildings, future buildings, different parking, different sideways, pedestrian ways. It was a real impressive exhibit because it allowed everyone walking by, there was no second guessing as to where a new building would appear whenever they planned to build one. And they could easily take anyone to it. Students who came into the campus could go and look at it. They could identify the buildings and they could say, oh, wow, what about that? It built some excitement. It built some anticipation for the future. And it helped to bring a consistent theme to those who have retired, students who've alums that have graduated, you know, that have moved on, as well as prospective students and those currently residing. They could all say with authority, this lot right here is reserved for this building in the future. So I think that that's the positive. Southeastern, while I was there, we did a master plan, and it's been followed pretty rigorously. They're not set in stone. Certainly, they're able to be adapted and flexible in the future as times change or needs change. But for the most part, it gives us a picture of where we can be and where we're going.
Now, looking at funding for putting this plan together, maybe the questions come up about where the funding comes from in such tight economic times for higher education right now.
Sure. There were no university dollars spent on this, no operating dollars. These funds were appropriated to our University of Louisiana system a number of years ago for this purpose. Having been at the system and being aware that those funds were available, once I got here, I requested that we be allowed to or be allocated $350,000 of that pool to use for this purpose. Dr. Moffitt and the system were gracious enough to allow us to do that. So the funds are available and hasn't cost the institution anything. So we're very fortunate in that regard.
And if you can kind of take us through the phases of where this is going to go. The first phase is really getting started.
That's right. They've met once or twice with some campus constituents. The committee has met with the designers, the planners, trying to determine a vision of where we'd like to go, what we anticipate, what do we see as ULM in the next 10 years, 20 years. So that's being pulled by committee from all different segments and representations from throughout the campus. They will meet with different constituents throughout. They'll begin to look at the facilities themselves, do some site inspections. It will not be a thorough condition review, but it will be a view of how does this building architecturally compare with another building on campus? Is there a visual likeness throughout the campus? Is there a theme throughout the campus? Once they get to that, they'll begin to make recommendations about, and they'll incorporate Board of Regents requirements as far as building utilization. How effectively are we utilizing our space? Do we occupy our classroom 5 hours a day or 2 hours a day? That will determine if we have adequate space or if we have a deficiency in certain spaces. Laboratories, I think ULM is a little short on laboratory space. So I think all of this will be uncovered in that. And then, of course, we'll move to the implementation stage, which is the final stage. And that may take many years to fully facilitate because you'll look at the budget and capital outlay dollars, et cetera, to fully implement it. And it's, again, it's a dynamic document. So as one building may be proposed for removal, another building for renovation, or yet another for construction, depending upon the needs of the institution at that time.
And overall, it's just something that's going to make the campus work better.
Exactly. And it's like building a new home, or the excitement if you've ever built a home or been involved in building your own home. There's quite an anticipation of that home, and the planning process is quite exciting. I think this can provide the campus a great deal of excitement and allow everyone to be a part of this future of ULM from a physical perspective.
Dr. Nick Bruno is the president of the University of Louisiana at Monroe. We've been talking about the campus facilities master plan going into effect in the future months, already actually meeting. Dr. Bruno, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Jay. It's always a pleasure.